Today marks 2 weeks since the government announced its first raft of restrictions aimed at curbing the spread of coronavirus. This morning, the Dáil will begin considering passing further emergency legislation to tackle the COVID-19 crisis. It's expected to sit for 12 hours. The emergency measures in the Public Interest Bill aims to reduce the spread of the virus and mitigate the adverse economic consequences it has caused. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
This is a major piece of legislation that would ordinarily take weeks, if not months, to progress through the Dáil. Today's proceedings will do everything from giving renters greater protection to allowing restaurants convert to takeaways during this emergency period. It will also change the rules to allow for the hiring of retired health workers and former members of the Defence Forces. It looks like this will be the last piece of legislation the House will pass until the Dáil elects a Taoiseach to lead a new government. On that front, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are now working on a programme for government that provides stability and has majority support in the Dáil.
Last night, the Department of Health confirmed that two more people who had been diagnosed with COVID-19 had died. The death of a female with an underlying condition and a male brings to 9 the number of deaths in the Republic. Another 235 cases have also been confirmed, the highest daily increase so far. There are now 1,564 cases. Up to Monday, 39 people infected with the virus have been admitted to intensive care units. The National Public Health Emergency Team meets again later today to assess the latest local and European COVID-19 developments and strategies. It will also consider warnings from the European Centre for Disease Control that the health system here may not be able to cope with rising numbers of coronavirus patients in critical condition. Our science correspondent, George Lee.
The National Public Health Emergency Team will consider a new risk assessment and guidelines for tackling the COVID-19 pandemic from the European Centre for Disease Control, or ECDC, when it meets later today. The ECDC report warns that the risk of severe COVID-19 disease for older Europeans and people with chronic underlying conditions is very high. It also says that COVID-19 patients in critical condition need specialised care for on average more than 2 weeks and that healthcare systems in Europe may not cope.
Garda headquarters is ordering thousands of protective hoods for Gardaí following 2 instances, one in Dublin and one in Waterford, where officers were subjected to spit and cough assaults while policing during the coronavirus outbreak. A healthcare worker in a Dublin hospital was also spat at and is now in isolation. Her alleged attacker has tested positive for COVID-19. Dublin's homeless services are to get over 350 new living spaces because of the collapse in tourist bookings. The new accommodation will enable social distancing as a way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 virus, according to housing authorities. Our Dublin correspondent, John Kilrain.
A total of 197 ensuite hotel rooms and 160 self-contained apartments in the city have become available for homeless families and individuals. Both hotels and short-term letting agencies like Airbnb have experienced a huge drop in bookings as the result of COVID-19. The extra accommodation means an additional 300 single occupancy beds have been created, which means hostel users can stay 24 hours a day. It will also allow isolation facilities for COVID-19 cases and cocooning for high-risk individuals.
The central bank is to write to the insurance industry, setting out how it expects insurance firms to handle the settlement of claims arising from the COVID-19 pandemic. The regulator says firms must ensure that all claims are appropriately assessed and whether there is insurance cover in place, that claims are accepted and paid. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
The central bank's intervention follows complaints from some business owners impacted by the coronavirus crisis that some insurers are refusing to pay out on policies that include business interruption cover. The Alliance for Insurance Reform has written to the Minister for Finance, Central Bank and Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman seeking an intervention. In a statement, the central bank said it continues to engage proactively with insurers on contingency and claims-related issues arising from the impact of COVID-19 on consumers, households and businesses. It also said it expects insurance firms will continue to protect customers and comply with all regulatory requirements in light of the significant economic disruption. Firms must ensure, it said, that all claims are appropriately assessed and where there is insurance cover in place, that claims are accepted and paid. It's understood the bank will set out its expectations to the industry in the coming days that insurers must offer a claims settlement process which is fair, takes account of all relevant factors and represents the best estimate of a customer's reasonable entitlement under a policy.
In other news, the body of a woman in her 70s has been found at a house in Kilkenny City. Emergency services arrived at the house on Magdalen Street at around 6 o'clock yesterday evening. A man believed to be in his late 20s was arrested in the vicinity and is being held for questioning. A post-mortem examination is due to be carried out today. An Australian man who's accused of carrying out last year's mass shootings at two mosques in Christchurch in New Zealand has changed his plea to guilty. During an unscheduled court hearing via video link, Brenton Tarrant admitted killing 51 people. He also pleaded guilty to 40 charges of attempted murder. Now the time is coming up to 7:07.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with ESB Networks. Stay safe, stay clear. Never fly a drone near overhead wires. For emergencies, call 1850 372 999.
Early today, there'll be patchy rain and drizzle across parts of Ulster and Connacht. It'll be milder and brighter elsewhere with spells of spring sunshine. Highest temperatures will range from 9 to 16 degrees.